Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I got to be honest. It's a miracle we're starting this show at all right now.
Love the way to do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
world. KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hardest working show in radio right here. I'll tell you that. Now, granted, there's only about 10 shows left in radio. But
still.
You know what? I'll take
it. We're chopped here.
I want the belt. I want that belt. Hardest working show in radio. Yeah, we're actually here. Barely. Are you and I, Michaela and I, the only ones that didn't know that you couldn't go from the, if you're trying to go north on the 15 or associated access roads,
mm-hmm.
like off of Russell.
Yeah, Sunset.
Are we the only ones that didn't know that you couldn't get to the 215 going westbound?
I believe so, because the amount of traffic I was stuck in with the reroute detour, it seemed like nobody knew.
So I was leaving T-Mobile last night. We had rehearsals last night because I'm doing the announcing for this big Kansas versus Duke basketball game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, tomorrow night. So we had rehearsals last night. I'm like, oh, okay. So, let's back up just a little bit. So going to T-Mobile, I think, okay, I'll just, because I live here, I know how to do stuff.
Yeah.
I go, okay, I'll just get on Tropicana and off the 15 and just whoop right into the New York parking garage. Bingo, bango, bongo. Life is good.
Sure.
There's no exit. There's no exit at Tropicana. No. So I go to Flamingo. I sat for a solid 40 minutes because I made note of it because I went, oh no, this is not good.
40 minutes?
Yeah. And I thought, oh, 40 minutes, I'll still make it on time. and that no sat there literally from the 15 down to the strip.
Yeah.
On Trop took me 40 minutes.
Oh yeah.
There were a lot of people who didn't understand how to turn, and it seemed like everybody also was trying to get into the Bellagio.
Yeah, sure.
But still, all the F1, all the all of that was just nuts.
Yeah, well, Sunday was always horrible traffic when I was going from Vegas to LA. I mean, anybody knows that. It's already so congested. But same, I went to pick something up yesterday. I didn't even bother. I got on the freeway and off the freeway because the traffic was so bad. Had no idea it was going to be like that this morning. Literally holding my breath.
Then this is my favorite. This is my second favorite part of that. So then the on-ramp from the 15, which is also what you take if you take a left on Russell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It all merges into the one thing.
Yeah.
That ramp is no está aquí. It's like because they're rebuilding.
Sure.
Right? So it's just literally not there.
Yeah.
But the detour signs are the greatest. It's like they went, it was like a third grade field trip, and they took them, hey, let's show the kids construction. Hey, mister, can I put up the detour sign? Sure you can, Jimmy. Why don't you just make your own right here?
Uh-huh.
So it's like detour, which may or may not be spelled correctly, and an arrow that I'm not sure where it's pointing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure which direction you're supposed to go. Luckily for me, because I was mad, I went, I'll just go to Warm Springs and flip a beach and come back the other way.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. And I think that's where those detour signs show you. But if you're not from here, you're lost. You're driving out in the middle of the desert right now.
I was literally almost at the airport and I was like, is this right? Why am I on T1, T3 option?
No, that's bad.
I'm stressing out. I turn around, but my stupid MapQuest isn't giving me the back street directions.
Of course
it's
not.
Trying to get me back on the freeway.
So you took airport connector?
I was able to get off and get onto Sunset before realizing. But then I had to turn around.
That still sucks.
Then the stupid map GPS was telling me to get back on the freeway.
Yeah.
So you know I'm mad because I just want to stay on the road. At one point, I was like, I'm actually going to take a flight. I'm going to actually just leave.
Yeah, why not? I'll just fly. I'll fly to the station because it actually, if you've ever gone out, it's pretty cool. Every time I go to Seattle, can I tell you something dumb? Just a little side story. So, by the way, there's finally a second really bad detour sign down at Warm Springs. You would have no idea. Like Michaela, you just go, I don't know, do I turn here? I guess. So yeah, luckily you're not in the middle of the desert right now, down there by those seven magic mountains or whatever those the painted rocks are.
The rocks.
Telling you, that's where I'd end up. We're like, I don't know, still waiting for the next detour sign. Should come along any minute now.
Yeah, I'm in Odyssey, LA.
I'm just going. Yeah, I don't even know. No, what's really cool, because I fly back and forth to Seattle quite a bit. When you fly out of Vegas, it takes you, that's their mark where they turn, where they hang a left and then head out to go over the mountains and everything. And you literally fly over the radio station.
Oh, cool.
So every single time, quite often, if I can choose, I'll sit on the left side of the airplane going out so that I can just be like, there it is.
I love that.
Literally, I just look down in the parking lot. Hey, look, Adrian's still there. You know what I mean?
I love that.
It's pretty
cool. I like that story much better than our detour story.
Oh, God, that's...
Because I was real mad this
F1
morning.
F1 and the third grade detour signs.
We said, F you.
You know that's
sorry, I'm still mad. I'm still mad about my car.
That's my line.
What was that? No.
F1, F you.
Yeah.
F1, F you. Although, no, but much loved. Everybody made a lot of money this weekend. Good for you.
And spent it.
They spent it. We made it. That's how it ought to work. That's how it should work. And shout out to everybody who's working on the holiday week.
Yeah.
So as are we, and glad to be here with you. Debbie Cannon Show. Let's get it. guy's name is Miles with a Y, Miles Smith in Stargazing.
Time stood still.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
What? You just turned and looked like something was missing. Are you good?
Oh, what yeah. Happened? I think I'm just still reeling from the traffic I got stuck in 15 minutes ago. I'm shaking it off this morning.
Yeah, it's okay. No, we'll nurse you back to health. You're good.
Thank you.
And you made it through F1 weekend.
Yes.
One of my favorite things now, because this is the second year in a row, people are like, so, you just create, because they're used to me doing, you know, I'd be doing seven gigs.
Yeah.
Over F1 weekend. And for whatever reason, I've never really searched it out. So, I mean, I get people, hey, are you available? No. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then, but I've never really hustled it. So it's really fun to be able to, so I bet you're busy all weekend. No, not a thing.
Yeah.
Not one thing. Oh, are you going to go to the race? Oh, no. No, no. That's way too late.
Uh-huh.
No. I'm going to, well, you going to watch it on TV? Yeah, if I'm still awake.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know.
So I just skate through it. How many gigs did you have? Four?
You know, it wasn't too crazy. I sang every night at Delilah.
Right.
The hours changed, but it was insane. But it's always like that. Like at the Wynn, it's a very organized, specific party. And any I just go, Sylvester, I sing.
Any other Sylvester Stallone types?
Well, this is pretty cool. CeeLo sang two nights in a row, but he sings there quite a bit. So
yeah.
We're buddies now. And I was like, hey, good to see you. Hi. And then a friend sent me a story. I was walking out. This guy came up to me and he goes, oh, man, you killed that set. Good job. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I recognize yourself. And he's like, I haven't seen you here before. And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, I'm
at Delilah.
Uh-huh. And I was like, well, I'm here late Fridays and Saturday nights. Okay, we shake hands. Okay, bye. Someone sends me a story. I was on the Instagram story and speaking to Diplo. And I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
I had no idea because you don't
and why
know.
Why would you?
Why would you? He had like a cowboy hat on. It's a little dark. You're going through.
By the way, I can hear you. I can hear you through your radio coming back. How do you not know what Diplo? Yeah, I get it. The people who know who Diplo is.
Yeah.
But I'm like, honestly, if you go, what does Diplo look like? And I'm like, is he the one with the mouse head? Because, no, oh, obviously not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Would Adrian, would you know Diplo if you walked in the room? Okay.
No, like you know Diplo, but you don't like know his face.
Yeah, you don't know him.
And
he's a good looking dude though, right?
Oh my God, he's really handsome, really, really nice.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Solid cheekbones.
Yeah, he does. He was actually very handsome. And I was like, all right, thanks, man. But it's dark in there. And also, that's like not your concern. You're like, I'm singing and I'm leaving as fast as possible.
You don't go, yeah, of course not. You don't go, which celebrity might be this who's approached me now?
Yeah. I'm just going to stand here with my bright blue dress on.
You were in his stories?
Yes. Yeah, he posted it.
Well, I'm not even going to ask you that. I'm going to proclaim that the absolute best part of your weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't get to choose.
Okay,
anything.
Good. I'll take it.
Was there
it.
Anything better?
No, that was pretty
anything
cool.
Anything even close?
No, not really.
Okay, fair enough. That's what I thought. Wanted to make sure. 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Now, for those of you who go, I can never get through. Oh, today might be that day. Know what I'm saying? Today might be that day. 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up. 98.5
KLUC. Wait, so then Michaela said, wait, well, that there is another story. But that it's so it doesn't come close to the Diplo story, but it's a different story.
Totally different, but same emotion behind it.
Okay.
I had to sing at a celebration of life yesterday. Ugh. Unfortunately, a dear friend of mine's mother passed away.
Ugh.
2 years after her father passed away. Ugh. And they were known within the community, just very, very good people. So I sang yesterday. And when I got done and I was walking out, my friend's brother came up to me and he said, thank you so much. We love you. I said, I love you too. And they said, also, congratulations on KLUC. You won't believe this.
You finally hit rock bottom.
Yes, I did.
It's not,
I'm going to rehab after this. And he said, this is such a random thing, but Chet actually renewed my parents' vows years ago on air, and it's such a full circle moment.
Wait, who?
It was Dorothy and Charlie Brozak. Renewed their vows on air years ago, and it was such a big deal to them when it happened, and it was just such a sweet story that they shared with me because that was the celebration of life I sang at yesterday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I know.
Huh.
I know. And they've been listening. They love it. So their kids have been listening, and it's great.
We've done that at Toy Drive before, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Melissas. We did theirs. You'll meet them.
You'll meet.
Toy Drive, by the way, kids, 10 days. Mm-hmm. I know. 10 days.
Oh, my God.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Brandy Lowry from the East Side.
Brandy knows. I don't have to tell Brandy it's 10 days till Toy Drive. I do
know it's 10 days.
You do know it's 10 days till Toy Drive. How are you? It's been a minute.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well,
good.
We're 10 days till Toy Drive. We're crazed right now.
Great.
It's a mixture of excitement and nerves, and my stomach's gurgling.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
You got this, Chet. You got this every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pump them up.
You know what sucks is we never know until it's over.
I know.
Like everybody else.
You knock it out of the ballpark every year.
Oh, you know, it's a good thing. They're doing promos on Fox 5. Fox 5 just started
Oh, my gosh, it is.
Yay. Thank God. All right. 10 days till Toy Drive. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Last night, I went to an independent wrestling show that I usually go to frequently, but. Yeah, it's my thing. I met my fiance at this venue at Silverton, so it's always fun to go out and enjoy some wrestling. I know Adrian's a big fan, too.
You know, little future stars of wrestling. I see you, Brandy. Right. I see you, Brandy.
FSW.
Yes.
The FSW. Honestly, yes. And I'll say it because Adrian won't. Did you know, literally, he is quickly becoming one of the internet's foremost wrestling commentators.
Oh, yeah, go to boy.
I have heard.
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
I need to get in with Adrian so, you know, get hookups with WrestleMania meet and greets.
That's right.
Ooh, these are just style, Brandy. She's honest about it. Oh, hey.
That will quickly become annoying. Right. Now it's fun. Now it's like, hey, this is great. That'll get annoying really, really. Hey, bro. Yeah, are you sure?
You got tickets? They're not letting me in.
I love the ones that get mad. They get mad when you can't hook them up. Like, for whatever reason, I don't know what they think you've got in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Like, you're able to just go ahead and do this thing.
That's it's your always, show, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's
what do you mean? What do you mean?
It's true.
Cody Rhodes said anything you need whenever you need it. He didn't really mean that. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was just saying it. That's awesome. Well, Brandy, can we give you Chet Buchanan Show shirts?
Yes, of course. I would love one.
We would love that. All right. No, we're giving you more than one. Hang on one second. Oh. She's the best.
The best.
And we'll see you at Toy Drive in 10 days.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I learned about a very interesting subculture that I don't understand.
Talk to me.
I don't understand these people.
Okay.
I kind of understand these
people. What?
Do Christmas holiday specials freak you out? Creep you out? Better word? Creep you out?
I need more context because my initial answer is no.
Charlie Brown Christmas, thumbs up. Grinch, thumbs up. Frosty the Snowman, thumbs up. The animated one.
Yeah.
Any of the old school stop action puppet looking Rudolph, Santa Claus Come to Town.
Uh-huh.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay. No, none of it creeps me out. I think it's all very nostalgic.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I'm so into it, actually.
Honestly, Rudolph and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Totally.
Although, there were a few years back, the Bumble guy, when he, you know, when he kind of...
Oh, yeah.
When he's running through some of the reindeer.
Yeah.
I get why that's disturbing. I do. I understand why that's disturbing for some people. He's kind of scary. But apparently there's an entire, like, subculture that wants nothing to do with any of this.
Oh.
Yeah, that it freaks them out to the point of where like, ah, keep it away from me.
I mean, to each their own, but I don't know why it would freak you out. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, it reminds me of my grandparents. I want to watch it.
Yeah, to me, that's also why the terrorists think they can win, is because we're just like, I can't watch it. Then don't watch it.
I know.
You're fine.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Lord, it's only 10 days till toy drive. Good Lord.
Insane. Oh, God.
Are you ready? I got to be honest. You're never ready. So it just happens.
Yeah.
We just go. And it creeps up every year. That's the one thing about us not having, like, weather.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you go, ah, crap, it's Thanksgiving. Oh, it's toy drive. Ah, It'll be Christmas. Christmas come and go before you know it.
A million percent.
What is today? The 25th. Mm-hmm. Month till Christmas.
Nuts.
Holy buckets. Thank you for being here with the Jeff Buchanan Show. We appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, if you're listening right now, you're probably working this week. Mm-hmm. So just know we appreciate your grind. It's the one thing that we don't get enough credit for in this city. Look at that F1 event that you just pulled off.
Oh, yeah.
And that you're cleaning up from today. Look at that event. And you don't have to work down on the strip to be part of that.
No way. It affects everybody.
Everyone was affected in some way. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't directly, did I have anything to do with it? No. But you're welcome.
Yeah, just take the credit.
Just the same.
No applause needed.
Now listen, I tried to get on the 250. This had nothing to do with F1. I tried to get on the 215 from the 15, and I couldn't do it. I had to go all the way down to Warm Springs, Felipe Beach, and then come back.
Same, sister. Nothing to do with F1. Just very annoying.
That's just regular. It's just regular construction here. No, but I did get caught up in. Because I'm stupid. I had to go to T-Mobile Arena last night and got caught and thought, oh, well, I'll just drop in on Tropicana and then I'll just go down to the New York parking lot because I'm smart. Yeah. I'm from here. Well, I'm not smart enough to remember that they've got that exit closed off. Mm-hmm. So then I had to go down to Flamingo, which was right in the heart of it.
I know.
It was, oh, God.
Listen, even the back streets that the locals know and take all the time, those were packed. It was just insane last night.
Well, how many people over the last month have gotten themselves into the whole, well, I'll just flip down Harmon and avoid all of this.
Yeah, no, the entire city of Las Vegas.
You won't.
Because I was driving it yesterday.
Paradise? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we get our city back now, and that's good. We might have some rain today.
I know. What's going on?
Some parts of, well, possible
rain. I love it.
First, okay, this will blow your mind. Nobody's really sure whether it was actually April or May, the last time that we had rain, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It's been long enough. Mm-hmm. It's been long enough that nobody really knows when it was.
Yeah, I don't actually know.
Pretty funny. So, and by the way, just so you know, if we could have this, what we're having outside right now, if it would stay like this for 22 straight days till we could get done with Toy Drive, mm-hmm. I would be so thankful. Honestly.
With no sun?
God, yes.
Really?
You know that's the biggest thing. I don't care about the rest of it. We can deal with the rest of it. The sun, I get this, I always forget what it is that they call it, but my hands blister up. I get, yeah, no, it's sun.
Yeah.
The sun is awful. I've always said, people go, oh, I could stay up on that scaffold for 12 days. Yeah, I'm sure you could, especially with the freaking shift pod. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. The constant stream of people would wear you down after a while. And the, you know, it's not easy, but the staying up there, yeah, you could do it. I've always said, if you really wanted to make this challenging, do it during the summer.
Oh, my God.
You'd die.
There'd be no way.
But if I can have just a little nod to comfort, yeah, cloudy would be amazing.
Okay, good.
And it happens about once a decade.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, this is just a tease. This is all just to get me, yeah.
Get you excited.
Yeah, maybe.
For a letdown.
Maybe. And if you're excited by rain, you may get some of that today. Erica Mendoza of North Las Vegas is our new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We have scraped up some more Morgan J tickets.
Oh, nice.
The guy who does the auto tune and he part of his act, he's... No.
So funny.
Will you make love tonight?
Uh-huh.
And then you're supposed to, like, yeah. So
do
I,
you make love?
Yeah, no, so I would, if I'm Morgan J and I go up to you in the crowd, mm-hmm. and you're there with Lisa.
Yeah.
And literally he goes, will you make love tonight?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, and then you're supposed to sing it back. Mm-hmm. But it's usually, but people are not good at it. Which
terrible.
Which is really.
But the auto-tune helps.
Oh my God, the whole thing is, he's literally great. One of my absolute favorite comedians. So you have choice of those tickets. Or New Edition just announced another residency. It doesn't have a name to it. The New Edition residency at the Wynn. So, your choice with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and we'll do that in just a moment.
In the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up
in the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Welcome back, our brand new champion. Long time listener. Not her first time calling. Hi, Erica Mendoza.
Good morning.
What's up, mama?
I don't know if you realize what you did the other day. You moved North Las Vegas up with their third win. Two from somebody else and then one from you. North Las Vegas now in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th place. Eighth place, tied with Paradise, Santa Fe, West Henderson, and the East Side.
A true icon.
Yeah, going for win number two. If you do win today, are you going to choose the Morgan J or the New Edition?
Probably Morgan J.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I pegged you for a Morgan J person. I guess you might be. Okay, what, Adrian, Kim, who?
Kim Beck.
Really?
I know.
Kim. B-O-E-S-K-H. Beck?
No, B-O-E-C-K-H.
Oh, C-K-H.
Yeah.
Well, still.
All right.
No, still, that's a lot.
Must be Beck. Monday.
No, and how many times a day do you have to go, no, there's an O in there and an H on the end. Every time.
Every
single time. And you live where?
I am on Pecos and Wigwam. I don't know what area that is.
I used to live right down the street on Robindale, right off of Robindale. So not far from you. Not far from you. No, not really. It was just okay. It was a rental. It was fine.
Not just okay.
It was just okay. Well, she's like, nice. I'm like, no.
The it's
nice
a good area. I like it.
No, probably in your neighborhood, not mine. It was just mine.
Not yours.
Yeah, no, mine was just okay. And then, you know, you got down a little further, like where Wayne Newton lived and then where Gladys Knight lived.
That was so cool.
You know, Mike Tyson, right. all the down there, where those people are. Mm-mm. So what are we going to call you? Are we going to call you Wes Anderson?
I guess. I'll take it.
Everybody agree on Wes
Anderson? Yeah, I'm good with
Louis?
That.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, first 1 to 3 wins. Make sure that you buzz in with your name. Call out your name to buzz in. Please do not answer until we call on you, because while you may believe that you got in first, it's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Your quizmaster is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This famous actor was in Vegas this weekend for F1 festivities, best known for starring in the Rocky movie franchises. What is his name?
Kim
says,
oh my goodness, I just had a brain fart.
One. Oh no, Kim.
Crap. Kim.
Would you like to steal, Erica?
I have no idea.
I think we're talking about Sylvester Stallone.
That's right.
I know it's Rocky, but I forgot his name.
I saw Bradley Cooper. Diplo was in town. Michaela told a story about that earlier. Diplo came to Michaela's show the other night.
Oh, girlfriend.
No. There were all kinds of big celebs.
Yeah, Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses, who I used to love.
That's one for me.
Good for you.
That's one for me. Nothing for Kim. Nothing for Erica. One for me.
This model turned reality star, turned singer and DJ, had a music video release party at Resorts World this weekend, and it had her fans saying, that's hot.
What?
What's her name?
Erica. Kim.
Erica got in first.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
I'm shocked she didn't call us to promote that. Oh, maybe it wasn't open to the public.
Yeah, I think it wasn't. I just saw it on IG stories.
Do you believe her when she says that she has had no fillers? She says she's had no work done, period.
I don't.
Erica, do you believe that?
No.
Kim, do you believe that?
No.
Okay. It's unanimous.
Yeah.
Adrian, do you believe that?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't want to call our friend Paris Hilton a liar.
Yeah, but she's a liar. Just kidding.
Wait, who got that one? Erica?
Yes.
Erica.
Yeah.
One for Erica, one for me, and one for Kim. Or nothing for Kim.
This singer just finished her Vegas.
We're working on it.
This singer just finished her Vegas residency inside Caesar's Palace and sobbed on stage saying, I'm so happy I found someone like you, to her fans.
Was that Kim? I think Kim got in first.
That's Adele.
That is Adele.
Yeah.
And now Kim's got one. One's across the board.
Celebrating her birthday yesterday, this pop star said she actually wrote this song, Party in the USA, for her clothing line at Walmart.
Kim got in first.
Oh, no. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Bang. Kim goes up 2-1.
After Mike Tyson famously bit off this boxer's ear, he's asking for a rematch. What's this boxer's name?
You better get it. 2-1.
Shut up, dummy.
That is Evander Holyfield.
That's right, dude.
Sure is. Yeah, and Mike's like, bro, no. No, I've learned my lesson and you should too.
Uh-huh.
Like, no.
I know. Just let it go, boys. Just revel in what you've done.
Check. If I'm the first 1 to 3, then nobody gets nothing and we just throw the tickets out to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Kim has 2. Eric has 1. I have 2.
How many days until toy drive?
Erica.
Kim. Erica for the tie.
10 days.
Until toy drive. We're tied. It's a full house. The next correct answer wins the game.
Yeah. Which Kardashian is catching heat for wearing rosary beads while half naked?
Erica.
Kim. Erica for the win.
Is it Courtney?
Wrong.
try again, dumbass.
Oh, that's not very nice. That's not very nice. Kim for the win.
Kim? I'll say Kim.
Kim says Kim. Do we have a new champion, or am I going to? Because there's only one left, right?
Uh-huh.
So if it's not Courtney and it's not Kim, then it's going to be Chloe, even though I have no freaking clue.
True.
Is the answer Kim, and do we have a new champion named Kim? Yes!
Yes!
We have a new champion!
Good job, sis!
Erica!
Thank you. I know!
Sorry, Erica.
I thought Erica was going to have the come from behind for you.
Oh,
just,
I know.
It wasn't to be.
Sorry, dude.
It's all right. It's good.
You know we love you, dude. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Our brand new champion, Kim Bach.
You got it. See, that's right.
People try to do that to you, don't they? It's like, no, it's Beck. It's fine. Yeah. Just it's Beck. Stop. Stop making more out of it than it is. So what are you going to choose? New Edition or Morgan J?
I am going to go with Morgan J.
Morgan J, hey. You shall have. Would you like to go to Morgan J?
Yes.
Oh, we like you. All right. And then Kim Beck from, and we're calling it West Henderson until told otherwise, will be back tomorrow to defend her brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, if you missed it a minute ago, Derek tried to call in for 177-second survey. He just called back. Is he okay?
Yeah, it's good. Right? We hooked him up with some show shirts. He was really trying to get some New Edition tickets for his wife.
Oh, Derek.
We could try again. Well, more tomorrow.
Yeah,
We could do it tomorrow. I mean, we can't just slide him through. Here's the problem is they, so in our contest rules, which they're really, man, in everybody's job, the lawyers are involved now.
Yeah.
Lawyers are making millions of them, making our lives miserable. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those cases because I would have loved to have just said, hey,
take it.
We'll slot Derek in tomorrow or we'll just put him in right now. But they have a thing that says if your phone doesn't work, whatever, yada, yada, and we got to go on to caller 25.
Right.
It's just a silly.
This is also a good PSA because when I started this gig, I had a few people call and be like, hey, can you just slide me through so I can win tick? And I was like, no, chest mouth is full of coffee.
Did you really?
Yeah, you know how people are. And they don't mean any harm, but they're like, can we win the tick? And I'm like, I think it's illegal, babe. No.
For you to just slide them in?
Yeah, just, hey, if we call, can you just make us number 25? And I was like,
oh, no, God, no, that's highly illegal.
There are real rules, dude.
Sure.
This is.
I work at the. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, well, at my last job at the Lottery Commission. Oh, well, you know, it's only a couple $1,000. What's the big deal? I don't need the $100 million one. I just need the $1 million.
Sure. Uh-huh.
You can't just give me the numbers.
Come on.
I'll go buy the tickets.
You just have to
give me the numbers.
I had someone last week DM me, hey, can you give me the questions to Michaela's Hometown Throwdown?
Give me. That's awesome.
And I was
amazing.
No, but I get it. But no.
What land do you people live in? What lawless frontier are you living on?
Lawless frontier.
What are we out here with six shooters?
Yeah.
And Spurs?
We're professionals.
Well, let's not get too carried away.
I know. But I said too much.
No, but it's illegal. At the very least, you'd lose your job.
1,000%. No, now, take it very seriously.
A very good friend of mine, who I believe either was nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame or got in.
What?
No, he didn't get in. But did that one time.
No.
And that's why he's not in the Hall of Fame? He was shamed out?
Well,
huge controversy.
His buddy, his co-host was the one who did the shenanigans.
Uh-huh.
But they gave away like a trip to Bermuda.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just wrote somebody's name in. Yeah, sure.
And yeah, that was it.
No, and that was a cautionary tale for a lot of folks.
Oh, whew. Dude.
All right, who's on the phone now then?
We got Melissa Daly from Aliante.
Oh, no, we know you're a fine, upstanding citizen. Yeah. I'm not worried about you.
I would never.
How are you, Melissa?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. Just okay?
Good.
I'm like fighting a cold and
I know it's the season
before the holidays.
Yuck. Mm-hmm. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My bonus babies got to town for the holiday.
What does that mean?
I love that.
What's a bonus baby?
My husband's kids from a previous marriage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you got no tie to these kids. Well, actually, you got no tie to him. You got no tie to him, but you still have a relationship with them.
No, they're my husband's kids from a previous marriage.
I've heard the bonus mom, bonus baby. I love that. It's the best way to explain it.
I like my version better, where you kicked him down the road, but you're still but cool with the kids. That's way better. That's way more fun.
Hey, you never know.
Good for you. Fast food on a first date, a new survey asked single people how they'd feel about a fast food first date. 54% of men would be into it. 2/3 of women said, yeah, okay. Fast food on a first date, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm not against it.
Wow. Michaela?
I'm going to be honest. 15 years ago, I went on a date and they took me to a fast food restaurant and I was not into it.
No, I...
Because it's not about the price. It's just like we could figure that out. But like we went to the drive-thru and In-N-Out. And listen, I'm an In-N-Out girl for life. Had it yesterday.
Right?
Had an actual date night with Lisa at In-N-Out yesterday. So I'm not above it. But I was like, okay,
if you've agreed ahead of time or if that's, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, it's just I didn't love
though.
It, love it.
Not me, though. Adrian, okay. You like this?
I've pulled it off before.
Really?
Good for you.
Yes, Michaela. And what's so different between that and coffee? It's cool. You can pull it off.
What did you just say?
What's the difference between let's go grab a coffee or let's go meet up at insert whatever place? Fast food joint.
My mind is legitimately blown.
I know. No, it's a genius move.
You're 1,000,000% right.
Yeah. I'm still laughing. You said, yes, Michaela.
I don't know why I want to go in and kiss you on the mouth right now. But
don't kiss him, Chad.
Just no, because that's
save
brilliant.
That for the only
I know. I don't know what to do. Yeah,
so we can't go to
maybe you guys could go on a date to a fast food place.
Instagram stories. We'll go to Taco Bell and we'll make out.
Hot.
All right, cool.
Reliving my college years.
Tough.
I don't even know what that means. Listen, we only have 10 seconds left on this, so let's just call it a day. What do you say? I was going to play a game. Okay, well, we'll play a game within the game. How many calories do you believe, whoever gets closest without going over, how many calories do you believe the average American will take in during the Thanksgiving meal? We'll start with Melissa.
1,400.
1,400. Michaela.
4,000.
4,000. Adrian.
1,423.
The great Montreal screw job on Melissa, perpetrated by Adrian.
Rude.
I obviously can't play because I know the answer. 2,092. So Adrian's the winner, but Melissa's actually the winner because she's the winner.
Yeah, good for you.
2,092, which actually doesn't seem that awful.
No, I thought it'd be so much more.
According to dietary guidelines, you're supposed to get between 1,600 and 3,000 a day. Anyway, depending on what you do.
Right.
Like if you work out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why 14% of people planning to eat over 3,000 calories, 4% are planning to eat over 5,000 calories. And what's really funny about that is, how do you really know? Well, I don't. But I'm eating 5,000 calories. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
And you, Melissa Daly of Aliante, are going to New Edition.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Have fun.
Hope you get over the cold. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have fun with the bonus babies.
Aww.
I will. Thank you.
There has been a dramatic turn in the 177-second survey today.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my
God. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
You hear it every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLUC.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
With the first pitch.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Okay, so remember a minute ago that we tried to talk to Derek during the 177-second survey? Phone didn't work.
Yeah.
Derek's here now.
Derek!
What's going on? Yeah,
phone works perfect now. Of course it does.
Right.
Phone works perfect now. Of course it does. Now, walk me through this, Adrian. So then Melissa ended up doing the 177-second survey. And then we said, you can have new edition tickets. And then what did she say to you?
She said, hey, I have previous engagements. So,
on Valentine's Day?
Yeah. So already? She was like, why don't? Yeah. Busy lady, Melissa.
Good for her.
I'm jealous. Anyway, she said that since she can't make the show, can we please give these tickets to Derek? Because him and his wife really want to go. And I really want Chip Buchanan show shirts. So she's proposing a trade.
Oh, my God.
God, yes. So, Derek, you're in.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Yeah, do Jack.
Oh, well, hey, all right. Thanks for making it easy. Tell her I said thank you so much.
A Thanksgiving miracle.
No, you know what? Can we put you to work here for a second? Yes, it is a Thanksgiving
miracle. Okay. Well,
with Toy Drive 10 days away, it's the first Toy Drive miracle.
Yes!
All right.
I'm feeling the jingle.
Toy Drive in 10 days, y'all. All right, Derek, we're going to put you to work. Matt wrote an email over the weekend. Apparently, there's a vast Turkey Day conspiracy afoot in his family. Matt says, I'm told that my wife was on a call with her mother and two sisters, basically all of the women who are coming to Thanksgiving this year, and they have decided that there will be no football this year. Not before dinner, not after, definitely not during.
Whoa.
They decided... I'm sorry, Derek, was that?
Huh. That was a little personal, actually.
They decided we will listen to holiday music before, enjoy each other's company during, and play board games after. I told her, and I know what we're all saying. I told her I was reaching out to you guys, and my wife said, you just got to talk to him. Won't work. Mm-mm. Since they've already decided, this is how it's going to go down. How would you guys and the P1s, that's how I know Matt's been around for a minute. P1s are people who listen to the show on purpose. We need to bring this back. Mm-hmm. How would you guys and the P1s handle this? Do we just have to sit here and take it? Derek, does Matt and the rest of the folks who want to watch football on Thanksgiving, do they just have to sit there and take it?
Mm-mm. That's not how it's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to stand up to her, but we're going to work around it. Absolutely.
Ooh, passion.
Absolutely. Of course. So we got multiple bathrooms where we're having Thanksgiving this year. So we're going to set up each phone in each bathroom, and everybody gets to take a little break.
Oh.
You know, keep them distracted. So you go into one bathroom, you know, we got the Cowboys game going on.
Uh-huh.
And we got the Lions game going on. So, you know, at least everybody gets a little bit of what they want. You got to keep the wife happy or else dinner's not going to be good.
This is what I'm looking for. Creativity.
Oh, my God.
Also, that's a way you're just the right guy at the right time, Derek.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, and there goes the phone. Right on cue. Hang on one second. Have fun at New Edition. 702-364-9898. This is what we did. At one point, my cousin, so I was 17, maybe 18. My cousin is a year older than me. My other cousin's a year younger than me. And then baby cousin is 4 years younger, right? So we're all kind of the same age. And we're all now approaching adulthood.
Yeah.
I mean, my older cousin and I are adults, fully formed adults. My cousin right underneath me had his driver's license, but he's not 18 yet. But anyway, I don't want to say that we rebelled 1 year at Thanksgiving, but my mom didn't speak to me for solid 2-3 weeks.
Oh my God, what'd you do?
Well, and then when I asked her why, her answer is fantastic.
Oh, I love that.
So my side of this, coming up in just a moment, we'd love to hear yours.
702-364-9898. There's been a no football ruling handed down from high on top the mountain. No football.
Devastating.
Not before, not during, and absolutely not after.
Oof.
So what do you do? 702-364-9898. Do they just have to eat it?
Well,
like the delicious turkey and stuffing. Do you just have to eat it and enjoy it and just wolf it down with a smile on your face?
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
A relationship rehab, is this, is there no doubt going to be a fight?
Yes.
I think there's going to be a showdown one way or another.
Yep.
There's apparently a vast Turkey Day conspiracy afoot in our family, Matt says.
Bless God you. Bless you.
Turn your mic off. What the hell's wrong with you?
I thought it was. Sorry.
We're people, too.
Yeah, just humans.
We're people, too.
With a little cough.
You know, every once in a while it happens to us, too.
Tickle in a throat.
I'm not saying it. I'm not. I'm told that my wife was on a call with her mother and two sisters, basically all the women who are coming to Thanksgiving. They have decided there will be no football this year. Dawn. Is Dawn ready? Hey, Dawn, you driving, huh? Dawn's car is loud.
I'm here.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Yeah, it sounds like you're ready to fight. I love this. Let me get through the rest of this. No football, not before dinner, not after, definitely not during. They decided we will listen to holiday music before, enjoy each other's company during, and play board games after. I told her I was reaching out to you guys. My wife said, you just got to talk to him. It's not going to work. There's no compromise. This is what the rule is. How do you handle it, Dawn? Do you just have to eat it?
I think you're going to have to not have the rule because there's going to be some showdowns. There's some gossipy going on, crabby husbands. You need to put that football game on.
I get what they're doing.
I get it, too.
Yeah.
I understand all of it. I get it.
However, so you're just saying just go turn football on, and then they come back around and they turn it off?
So I have a huge family, and half of them are football, half are not. And I have a lot of sisters and a lot of women. And women that like the football. If you have a crabby partner of some sort, you don't want them crabby. You're going to have some fights internally or at home before you even get there. So put the football on, maybe put a time limit on it.
Yeah, I come from a big family as well. I don't like my holidays perfect with the music and the da-da-da. I want it loud and messy and fun and crazy. And having football was like a big part of my childhood at holidays. Like my uncles were watching it, yelling at the TVs. And it was just a very fun, exciting holiday season. I don't think football's a bad thing to have on. Maybe not while you're eating dinner.
I was talking about the kids.
Yeah, time limit.
About the kids when we approached independence. You know, the three older of us all have a little bit of that streak in us anyway. And quite frankly, we got a wild hair, and I don't even remember what happened. But it was kind of like, you know, how Wicked and Gladiator 2 are out now?
Yeah.
There was some big movie that was out. I don't remember what it was, but we just got up. We said, hey, guess what? Going to the movies. We're going.
Yeah.
The adults were all sitting around, you know, BS and doing whatever they do afterwards. And we just got up and left. Literally, like, hey, we're going, before anybody could say anything. Because three of us could drive. So it was literally, in fact, I was the one, and I was the instigator. I'll admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I was the instigator, and we took my car. But we all piled in and left. My mom was 45 different ways to Sunday of upset.
Oh, because you left?
I'll tell you why in just a moment. Adrian, you said text line?
Yeah, text line. Sierra says if the husbands and brothers are not watching football, that means they could be possibly messing up in the kitchen, making a mess. Leave them in their little football world and leave them happy.
Nope, they're listening to holiday music before, and they're playing board games after. Now, the board game thing, I appreciate that because that's an activity and everybody could join it.
Yeah.
If we were playing board games and then as kids, you know, we got up and left.
Yeah.
Then we're just jerks.
For sure.
But there was nothing going on. My mother was angry. Finally, my mom wouldn't talk to me. And you could tell I had hurt her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Mom, what's the big deal? And she goes, you didn't even offer to take me with you.
Oh,
you didn't even offer. She's like,
that's why.
I would have left the rest of those old people sitting around that table in a hot second.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
10 days till toy drive. Let's go. And keep telling people. Just keep telling people. The more, this is funny because bringing Michaela in from outside of our world while still inside of our world.
Yeah.
So she's learning the two different types of people. There's the folks that listen to the show. They've listened to it forever. Toy drive is everything to them. They know what to do. It's no big deal.
Sure.
There's also the other people that are like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you can't be here from the 5th to the 16th? What do you mean you're busy? Why? Well, because we're doing toy drive. What's that?
Well, listen, I got an amazing text. I couldn't wait to share this with you. Do you remember Mrs. Schallenberger from Mary Hill School who brought all of those swimsuits and swim gear?
Oh, sure.
When we were doing that summer thing?
Sure, sure.
I got a text yesterday. There is a flyer all over the school for the toy drive. Everyone will be bringing in things to
Mary
drop
Hill,
off.
Yeah, no, that's good. And a lot of people, that's the mode that they're in right now.
Yeah.
My point to you is that, and Mary Hill's been great to us for years and years, spread the word. Seriously, start telling people about toy drive, and it's subtle. Just like, hey, I'm doing this thing. You want to go with me? Find somebody, because that's what we really, really need.
Yeah.
Can you believe I actually had somebody say to me the other day to expect a dip this year? Well, I don't know, you know, the way things with the election and everything, and I don't know, the economy's been so up and down, you might want to expect a dip in donations this year. And I'm like, what are you basing that on?
Yeah, no
and why?
Way.
And why are you, don't talk to me like that.
I know.
Two weeks out from Toy Drive, but yeah, crazy. But it is starting. If it is new to you, which, and God bless you, there's people who are like, hey, I do want to get involved. Tell me more.
Yeah.
And it's really no more difficult than new unwrapped toys, bikes, cash and gift cards, NV Energy, West Sahara, just west of Jones. That's it.
That's it.
It's not any more difficult than that. If you do need more context, and if you're just one of those people that goes, no, I have to know more, even though there's no more, go to KLUC.com. And there's an FAQ page up there now. And we'll see you in 10 days. Toy Drive starts in 10 days.
Woohoo!
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Idiot criminal stories are my lifeblood. God, do I love idiot criminals. The drugs. Did you hear that there's now a step up from fentanyl?
No, what?
Yeah, it's called carfentanil or something like that. And there's just a tiny bit is an over. It's bad.
Come on,
it's
guys.
Really, really bad. I don't know that that is this, but it made me think of it. Police in Southern California called to a hospital. A patient broke through some ceiling tiles in one of the emergency room restrooms, climbed inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. They do believe he's under the influence of drugs. What?
Well, I can't imagine.
Come on.
Weird.
But yeah, after he climbed up into the ceiling, he got lost. Did you just go back to the?
Oh my God!
No, I guess I could see it.
He got lost.
If he covered up. If he took the tile and put it back,
sure.
Like, you're not going to find me. Oh, no, there was a hole. Nope, there was a hole. When the police got there, they looked in the hole.
Yeah, naturally.
He's not there.
Uh-huh.
They looked at some blueprints of the hospital. Or the blueprints. Those are different.
Okay.
Try to figure out where this guy might be.
This is so funny to me.
Oh, I love this.
Like, could you imagine him even pulling up on his phone, like MapQuest, like trying to figure out how to get out of there? Just a stupid criminal.
Not him. He's just wandering around lost.
Yeah.
They were pulling up. They were trying to figure out where he might be.
Sure, of course.
They even apparently used a pole camera.
Uh-huh.
You know, put a camera on the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're looking up to scan inside the ceiling. Still can't find him. They finally spotted him on top of a large AC unit, wedged underneath a steel beam in complete darkness. Apparently, Dopey tried to climb over the thing, got himself stuck, and couldn't get out.
Oh, my God, this idiot.
So it's even worse. He gets himself lost. Then he gets himself stuck. And they called him by name. And he's like, I can't get out. They spent an hour getting him, and I quote, dislodged. And he got himself a felony vandalism charge for messing up the ceiling tile.
Yeah.
He cost more than $5,000 while he was up there.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Cops now say that they made sure to show him. When they took him to jail, they showed him that the toilets have concrete ceilings. Just to, you know.
Yeah, bring it home.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Can I ask you a really silly question?
Always.
I've had it in like first pick, other 177 second survey. I've had this in and taken it out probably four times last week.
Sure.
I just want to get this off my chest and see if there's some there.
All right, come on.
Because I can see the argument. I know, get to the point. But I can see the argument on both sides.
Okay.
If you throw a piece of fruit, like an apple core or something, on the ground,
mm-hmm.
is it littering?
No. Do you think it's littering?
I think it matters where. You can't just throw stuff. You can't just drop orange peel. But it takes 6 months for the orange peel to go away. I hear you. So this is why, if I'm throwing it into a place where nobody else has to see it, like underneath the bushes.
Yes.
But if I'm just, oh, you know, like how somebody we know pours their coffee out in the parking lot.
I literally did it the other day, and I walked to the bush to do it because of you and the callers.
Yes. This happened a few weeks ago, by the way, and Michaela will never live it down.
Never.
So that's why also I took it in. I put it in and took it out because I knew we'd end up having a conversation that would loop back around to that.
Yeah, okay. I have a point to make.
Yeah.
I would say no.
Right.
But when you're walking,
the throwing fruit away, the throwing organic material away,
I would say not littering.
Is fine. It's not littering.
But to your point, it should be where, because if you're walking your dog, not all dogs can eat different types of fruit and seeds, and you got to be responsible for that. So it's not littering, but I agree with you. It should be a specific place.
Now let's throw this out there.
Okay.
Now let's put this into the mix. Well, but birds and, you know, and animals or whatever, they will come along and take it away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now aren't you just adding to the infestation problem? Do you want the rats knowing that this is the place to go to get a fresh, juicy apple?
Oh,
you know?
Okay, point made again.
Hey, this guy throws out his orange peels.
Let's
I know
go
where
get
they
him.
Are. Hey, everybody, come with me. Grab Aunt Jane.
Okay, it's not Aunt Jane. Not the
Aunt
rat
Jane,
saying
rat,
Aunt
Jane. Rat Aunt Jane.
You're so dumb.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the More You Know Before We Go. This may be the dumbest thing that we've ever done on More You Know Before We Go. What you know about cranberries?
Not a lot, that I like them.
Ripe cranberries will bounce like rubber balls. I know we're all going to try it. They have tiny air pockets inside of them that allow them to float and bounce around. Now, I would not advise doing that at your Thanksgiving celebration. By the way, I want my cranberries at Thanksgiving to be as God intended it, in the shape of a can. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't give me that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, believe it or not, is the top cranberry producing state.
Okay, I would think cheese, and now I'll think cranberry.
Agricultural groups will tell you, for a cranberry to be considered ripe, it has to bounce a foot off the ground.
Wow.
I had no idea. There are 293 different ways to make change for a $1 bill.
Oh my God.
Let that occupy your time. Robin Williams and Ron Jeremy both made their film, you know Ron Jeremy.
Of course.
They both made their film debuts in the same movie. A 1977 comedy, not, you know, the other.
Yeah.
Everybody kept their clothes on, as far as we know. The 1977 comedy called Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses?
What?
After that, Robin stuck with comedy, and we know what Ron Jeremy did.
Two very different roads.
Yeah. Yeah. And just odd, I'm going to throw this one in there very quick. Flounder, halibut, and sole all have both eyes on the same side of their head.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
No,
I'm just visualizing it. And mm-hmm.
I was giving you a moment to let that roll around.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
In fact, why don't you take the rest of the day?
All right. I'll come back with a report.
Come back with a report tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Yes, sir. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. There was a slight hesitation after Instagram and TikTok because there's nothing else I have to push other than go listen to the Kendrick Lamar album and then listen to it again, okay?
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH, and I'll see you tonight at Delilah.
Yeah, let's rock this one. We'll see you tomorrow, bright and early. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.